Port. The Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port project is 80% complete, marking a major milestone in the country's push to revitalize its coastal economy and transform the fishing industry. According to KPA Managing Director, MD, Captain William Ruto, the project underscores the national government's commitment to improving livelihoods in the Shimoni community and the surrounding region. Captain Ruto says once operational, the port is expected to boost fish production, processing, and value addition, creating jobs and stimulating economic growth in the South Coast. The KPA MD says the new seaport aimed to strengthen the fishing sector will feature a multi-purpose berth, a modern jetty, a warehouse, a fish market, cold storage facilities, reefer stations, and ice-making plants. He says these enhancements will streamline the supply chain, allowing for efficient processing and storage of up to 50,000 metric tons of fish annually, the equivalent of around 1,000 lorry loads of fish, poised for local and international markets. This project is a testament to the government's dedication to ensuring that the coastal communities benefit directly from marine resources, Captain Ruto said during an inspection tour of the site by KPA board and management. He went further, "We are not only investing in infrastructure but also in the long-term prosperity of the local fisher communities." KPA MD Captain William Ruto, when he toured the Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port project in Kwale County. He says the project is 80% complete. The project, which comes with marine and civil infrastructure, will be a big boost for the fishing industry in the country. The top KPA official says the modern fishing harbor would serve as a symbol of hope, progress and prosperity for the fishermen of the coastal region. He says the KPA's role in transforming Shimoni into a regional fishing hub aligns with broader government goals to modernize port facilities and encourage sustainable industry practices. Ruto says the port will provide fishermen with better access to markets, improved handling facilities, and increased cold chain capacity, reducing waste and maximizing profits for local fishers. For Shimoni, a town traditionally dependent on small-scale fishing, the project, the biggest fishing harbor constructed in that region, offers hope for long-term economic stability. The construction has already employed hundreds of locals, with more jobs expected as the port nears completion. The government is keen on the fish development project, which will also open up opportunities for related industries, from fish processing to transportation logistics, said Ruto. When complete, Captain Ruto adds, the Shimoni Fish Port is expected to position Kenya as a key player in the regional fishing industry, promoting both local consumption and exports. A general view of the Shush 2.6 billion Shimoni Fish Port project in Kwale County taking shape. Captain Ruto revealed that by June 2025 Kenyans will celebrate a dedicated, one-of-its-kind fish port facility not seen across the East African region. The Shimoni Fish Port is expected to handle an annual throughput of 50,000 metric tons of fish by the end of 2025, contributing to the sustainable development of Kenya's blue economy. The blue economy sector encompasses fisheries, maritime biotechnology, aquaculture, tourism and marine transport and logistics. Captain Ruto assured that KPA remains resolute and would continue to pursue projects and initiatives that would support the growth of the fish industry in the country and support the livelihoods of fishers.